We are learning Masechtas Adarim Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. It says that if someone asks Hana, someone asks Reuven, he asks Reuven for having Hana from him. Reuven can't have Hana from him. He's the Mudar, and this is the Madir. But Torim es Trumasoi Umay Sresel Adayit. Halach is, I could take off Reuven's Truma for him, and take off his Maisa for him, Ladaitai. With das. What that means, we have to wait for the Gemara, Daf Lama Vavam Beis, which I have to explain what this means. What does it mean, Ladaita? But halacha is that even though he's not allowed to have enough of me, I am allowed to be Tarim his Truma and his Maestris. Umakir v'lov kinei zovim, kinei zovis, kinei ledois, chatois v'ashamais. The halacha also is that if I'm a Kayin, and he's not allowed to have enough of me, the Kayin, still I'm allowed to be Makir his Kabonis. Kinei zovim means that these zovim and zovis, their Kabonis are two birds, and therefore they're called kinim, like a nest. So kine zavim, kine zavais, that's from an isha, kine yalda is from an isha who gives birth. Chatois v'ashamais, you let her bring their kabanas for them, and that's not called hana. I hope to see why in the Gemara. Umalamdoi medrish halachos agadis. You're allowed to teach him for free medrish halachos and agadis. You're allowed to teach him because it's I giving him hana of learning. That's a mitzvah. Mitzvah lav lahenis nitnu. But he can't teach him Chumash. And we'll see why. Why should Chumash be different? We'll see that in Daf Lamed Zayin, the Pshat. Even though he can't teach him Mikra, but he's allowed to teach his children Mikra, again, we have to wait for the Gemara to explain this whole Mishnah. So our Mishnah has, over here, has three or four parts. It has first term is Trumasoi, Ma'asoi, Sodaitoi, which we have to wait till Daf Lamed Zayin, exactly. What's the case that you're being term his truma? Then you have a second case, a kayin is allowed to be makar of the kabanas for the person. And the third case is teaching Torah, which you also have to wait. The first, Gemara will discuss the middle part of the Mishnah. So the Gemara starts off with a shayla. And boy Elohu, hani kahani, the kahanim will work in the Beis HaMikdash. Are they shluchei de donhava or shluchei de shmaya? Are they our shluchim or they are shluchei de shmaya? Lamai nafkemina, what's the difference? Lemuda ana. The nafkamina is if someone is not allowed to have enough from you, the kohen. If someone doesn't have enough from the kohen, don't have a hamahani levaser. If the kohen is a shliach for Reuven, so he can't bring Reuven's kabbonis, he can't do Reuven's shlichus for him. That's isa ana. The am shluchah d'shmaya shari. But if it's shluchah d'shmaya, then he could do the avoda for Reuven, even though he asked an ana from Reuven. So that's nafkamina if shluchah didon shluchah d'shmaya. The Ran points out that even though the Gemara and Kedushin has the same exact shaila and the Rav Huna Paskins the shayla. He says, Shluchi Rachmana, what's the raya? Because when it comes to shlichus, you only can do a shlichus something you could do yourself. If it's your shliach, you can't make someone shliach something you can't do. So, how can Yisrael make a kohen a shliach if Yisrael can't do avodah himself? So, it must be Shluchi Deshmaya. That's what the Gemara comes out of Masechus Kedushin, Shluchi Rachmana, it's not Shluchi Didon. But he says, but Ran says that our Gemara is trying to bring a raya from a Mishnah, and therefore we ask the shayla here again to attempt to bring a raya from a Mishnah or a Braisa. So Zog to Gemara, what's the halacha? Tashma, we're trying to bring a raya from our Mishnah. The Tanaim, the Tanaim Mishnah. Makir v'lov, kinei zavim, kinei zavos, kinei yoldos, says you're allowed to bring kabonis. Siyam shlucha didon, if it's our shliach, if the kahanim are doing our shlichas, kamahani lai. You're giving him ana. So if he's not allowed enough from you, how are you let him do his kabbonis for him? L'chayr, you're doing his shlichas. So it's a raya, l'chayr, a shlucha d'shmaya. So tomorrow back, l'tameich, listening makro kabbonis. Why does it specify kinei zavim, kinei zavis, kinei yoldos? Let's say general term, makro kabbonis. Why did I pick these out? Ella, it must be, there's something special about this. And really, it's usur, it's shlucha didan, and you can't do the shlichas, but these things are special. Why? El mechustru kapara shani. These are called mechustru kapara. These things, the zavim yaldas, it's not for kapara v'chait, it's just that they can't go into the Beis HaMikdash or eat kachim until they have these kabanas. It's called mechustru kapara. It's like for the tumma, really. And there, it doesn't need das. El mechustru kapara shani, don't worry, you're going to call das, all kabanas need das. Chutz mechustru kapara. What's the raya that chuzkar don't need das? Sharia odom may be carbon abana v'abnois v'aktanim. Because a person could bring a carbon on his children, hakatanim, who became a zav or a zava. Shunei v'azois taris ha-zav, and we darshim, ben gadol ben katan. That means if the katan wants to go into the Beis HaMikdash, he became a zav, someone has to bring a carbon for him. He doesn't have das to bring a carbon. The loch is the father can bring a carbon for the katan. Aye, he has no das to make you a shliach, And so how can, and you know, and he doesn't have no das for the carbon. Teretz is the father could bring it shleimer daita. So what's the worst teretz? More teretz like this. Really, shluchi didan. Our Mishnah says that you can bring a carbon for the person who can't have enough from you. So what's pshat? Shluchi is our you're his shliach. Teretz is these specific carbonas, these mechusri kapara carbonas don't need das. Since they don't need das, so there. You never made me a shliach. I did it without being a shliach. Because since it doesn't need das, I could do it without being a shliach. So that's what happens over here. Zakta Gemara. So Zakta Gemara, like this, that Elamiata, Akasha on the Rabbi Yechon. Before we do that, let's just speak out what the Ran says. So Ran says, so let's be patient, the shallow, the opposite. That's Mashma. That really you need a das of the bialim, but here you don't need das. What Rabbi Yechon says like this: everything needs das bialim besides for these things. So charetz mashma dafka from Rabbi Yechon dafka shluchei didan. So maybe bring a raya from there the other way around. So he says the Ran's answer is no. That even if you learned, so and the Mishnah says dafka kinezav. It's charetz a raya from our Mishnah that shluchei didan. Why did pick kinezav and say all kabbonis? Charetz says all kabbonis taka aser kushluchei didan. But here it doesn't need das. Hurts to be right out of the way. So he says, no. It could be really all kabbonis could be brought. I want to pick these out. Not because they don't need das. Really, you could have said shluchei derachmoninu. It could be teichei derayah. Really, shluchei derachmoninu. And you can bring all kabbonis. I want to pick these kabbonis dafka. Because these kabbonis have a special chiddush. That even though through these kabbonis, they can eat kachim, so they're gaining something. In a regular case of kabbara, it's not gaining something like real. Like you can't feel the thing you're gaining. But here, you actually are gaining something. Told I couldn't eat kachim, now I can eat kachim. So you would think maybe here it's anah. Kamashma, no, it's not anah. Kachim and shark kabbonis. Therefore, it's not right for our Mishnah. And if Rabbi Yechon also is not a raya. Rabbi Yechon said, "Kol shvichin das." You see, nidas. You see, shluchi didan. It's also not a raya, like the Ram, because maybe it was set up in such a way that the Rachmana, the Torah, the Shemayim only made the kohen shliach if he has das bailam. So it's still not a raya to the shaila. Like upon him, that's the holding now is like this. We want to bring a raya from our Mishnah that shluchi the Rachmana, because if not, hey, let me bring the kaponim. So Gemara answers. That it's you don't need das, but Yechanami, maybe you're shluchi didan. You don't need das for this type of kabbonis. And a raya is, because it didn't say all kabbonis. That's a raya, and we spoke out, it's not a raya either way to the shayla. So right now, we don't have a raya to the shayla, but now the Gemara is going to ask Tam or Rabbi Yechanan Zalacha. Rabbi Yechanan says that a zov and a zovin and a zov, zov and a zova does not need das, and therefore you can bring it for the katan. Elamiata, if he darshan the word zois teres hazov to mean ben galam and katan, Elamiata, Rabbi Yechanan, zois teres ayaledes. So you tell me ben ktana ben gdoilo, that there's a din yaledes side by ktana ben gdoilo, ktana bas lady, could a ktana even give birth to a baby? Vatani Rav Bibi kamed Rav Nachman, sholish noshim misham shesh ben moich. Three noshim have a heter, or a chiv, according to the Ran here, to use a moich to be mishamish, they have mishamish on a moich. Which three noshim? Ketana, Umuberes, Umeinika. In those days, we worried that a Muberes could become Muberes again, and it'll hurt the Vlad, or a Meinika, someone's nursing, they didn't have a formula those days, and if she becomes pregnant, she's not going to be able to nurse anymore, and the baby will die. Therefore, they were masking that it's a Chiyav, that Mishmeshes V'mech. And it says in the Gemara, Ketana, why? Why Ketana Mishmeshes V'mech? Shematis Abra V'tomos. Maybe she'll become Muberes and die. So you see that what? So you see that a ketana is impossible to have a baby. So Elamai, Zoyz Teres Hazov is not a raya. Just like Zoyz Teres Yeledes doesn't mean Begdele Begtana. So Zoyz Teres Hazov does not mean Begdele Begtana. Don't learn that from there that Shayach to bring a carbon for a katan. And therefore we learn that you don't need Das Bailim. Zoyz Teres doesn't mean anything. The raya is Zoyz Teres Yeledes can't mean a katan. Or ketana can't mean a ketana because ketana can't give birth. So. What?
She can't give birth.
No, because if she gives birth, she's gonna die. It's dangerous.
She could give birth.
What?
She could.
Right. She give birth and die. Yeah. That's the Gemara is learning right now. So you're asking the Gemara Yivamis. That's Mashma. That's Shema Thomas. That's he asking.
No.
But so here the child, she might get him pregnant, and then if she becomes pregnant, she's gonna die. Basically, if Tamar becomes pregnant, she's going to die. That's the Gemara saying over here. The Ran has kashas from all the Gemaras, the Mashma, that if she gives birth, it's a raya. She was never a ketana. But like upon a ketana definitely cannot give birth. So the kashas, what do you do with the drash of Zeus Tarius Eledes? And for the Gemara, he's Zeus Tarius Eledes, bein pikhas, bein shaita. It's something else teaching us that Saya Pekachas, Saya Shoita, brings a carbon for Yoledes. And how does she bring the carbon? Actually, she's a Shoita, she has no Das. She can Odo maybe carbon on Ishta Shoita. A person could bring on his wife of the Shoita, the husband could bring the carbon. Kedir Rabbi Yehuda. Like we find Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, Linter Abraisa. So the Ran has a little bit different gears over here. The Tanya, the Brice is like this. Odom may be carbon asher al ishtoi. V'chol kabonah shichayavis. A person can bring a carbon asher on his wife, and all kabonahs that she's chayav, any carbon she's chayav, certain kabonahs that are oyla v'yayrid, certain kabonahs that depends how rich a person is. So the halacha is that since the husband is bringing the carbon for the wife, so we go buser the husband's pocketbook, how rich the husband is. The husband is the asher, even though the wife has no money, you bring a carbon asher. So it says in this brisa, a person brings a carbon asher for his wife. So Om Rabbi Yehuda, l'fikchem patra, Rabbi Yehuda says, therefore, if you give her a get, in a chayiv ach yusam, you're not chayiv anymore for her kabbonis. Shekach kesevis loy, this is what you write to her in the get, achrayis islam aloch menem kadamas denon, ama bekabla ni achrayis from now on. Let's read it inside the brisa. We have argus, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, all the maybe carbon asher, ishtoy v'chol kabbonis, chayiv shekach, v'chol kabbonis, shekach kesev loy, any charayis that I have from you from before, from now on, I'm not chayav to you. Akaponim, what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda? That you bring a carbon for your wife. Since you bring a carbon for your wife, so even if she's a shaita, you can bring a carbon. You can bring a carbon for your wife to shaita. So Zayt Harizal is teaching us you don't need das for the carbon either. If she's a shaita, see, you don't need das. So again, you see this idea that for bringing kabbonis, you don't need the das of your wife, you don't need the das at all. Even if she's a shaita, you can bring the carbon for her. But upon him, that's the das just Torah say aladas. I saw a kasha somewhere that they asked. It says zoyst Torah sa'ula, zoyst Torah sa'chatas also. Every carbon has this Torah. And for that sefer, the Vayakar, it says posh to Torah. It says everywhere else, it's talking about the carbon. Zoyst Torah sa'ula means the dinim of the oil. Zoyst Torah sa'chatas, dinim of the chatas. Here it says on the person, zoyst Torah sa'yaladas, and zoyst Torah sa'zov. So there, it's different, because they were talking about the person, and therefore it must be marba something in the person, which means the marba katan. So upon just to recap, we had a shayla of shluchi derachman and shluchi deshmaya. We want to bring a raya from our mishnah, there must be shluchi deshmaya, because if shluchi the don, how could they do it? Teretz is, they could do it because you don't need das. Echana, really shluchi the don? I must have made you a shliach? No. Teretz is, I don't make a shliach by these type of kabbonas. These type of kabbonas work without shlichus. They work in without das. So therefore, it's not a raya to the shayla, shluchi rachmana, shluchi deshmaya.